1. Analysis of organizational plans and objectives. Human resource planning is a part of the overall plan of organization. Plans concerning technology, production, marketing, finance, expansion, and diversification give an idea about the volume of future work activity. Each plan can further be analyzed into subplans and detailed programs. It is also necessary to decide the time horizon for which human resource plans are to be prepared. The future organization structure and job design should be made clear, and changes in the organization structure should be examined so as to anticipate its manpower requirements. 2. Forecasting demand for human resources. Human resource planning starts with the estimation of the number and type of personnel required at different levels and in different departments. The main steps involved in HRP process are to determine and to identify present and prospective needs of human resource, to discover and recruit the required number of persons, to select the right number and type from the available people, to hire and place in the positions for which they are qualified, to provide information to the selected people about the nature of work assigned to them, to promote or to transfer as per the needs and the performance of employees, to denote if the employees are disinterested or their performance is not up to the mark, to terminate if they are not needed or their performance is below standard and shows no hopes of improvement. 3. Forecasting supply of human resources. One of the important areas of human resources planning is to deal with allocation of persons to different departments depending upon the workload and requirements of the departments. While allocating manpower to different departments, care has to be taken to consider appointments based on promotions and transfers. Allocation of human resource should be so planned that available manpower is put to full use to ensure smooth functioning of all department. 4. Matching demand and supply. It is one of the objectives of human resource planning to assess the demand for and supply of human resources and match both to know shortages and surpluses on both the side in kind and in number. This will enable the human resource department to know overstaffing or understaffing. Once the manpower gaps are identified, plans are prepared to bridge these gaps. Plans to meet the surplus manpower may be redeployment in other departments and, of course, retrenchment. People may be persuaded to quit through voluntarily retirement.